I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. Here's a question I don't really want to ask, but is this 2008 all over again? Remember 2008? If you've got an IRA, you certainly do. I ask the question because the stock market in China has been tanking, and that's sending shockwaves to markets all around the globe, including here. So what's going on in China? Twice this week, massive sell-offs of Chinese stocks triggered a circuit breaker at the stock exchange there, meant to prevent a free fall. Today, Chinese authorities said they've suspended that mechanism. Let's get some perspective on this from China expert Bill Bishop. He's the author of an influential newsletter about all things China called Cynicism. Is it time to panic yet, Bill?
I don't think it's time to panic here in the U.S. I think certainly there is some panic selling going on in China. To your question, is it 2008 all over again? It is not, and it certainly, even if it were, it wouldn't be being caused by the Chinese stock market. The Chinese stock market is actually, if you want to understand what it is, you pretty much all you need to do is to walk into a casino. The markets in China have never really been related to the economy itself, and the number of participants have been fairly small. The market actually crashed something like 60 to 70% in 2007, and only picked up again about a year and a half ago, and then crashed again last summer. And so I think what's happened over the last couple of days is more a set of policy errors on the Chinese government than sort of something more fundamental going on in China or the global economy.
Well, Americans often look at the Dow Jones as an indicator of how the American economy is doing. Why is it different in China? Why is the Chinese stock market not an accurate indicator of the economy of the People's Republic?
Well, the market's only about 25 years old or so, and it's just never been linked to the – it's never been traded on fundamentals, and it's been a very small part of most individuals' investments. In fact, most people didn't have investments until just a few years ago in China. They don't really have, you know, IRAs or 401ks. People, I think, many people learned after the 2007 crash that – and that wasn't the first crash in the history of the Chinese stock market – that the market was basically rigged and it was like a casino. And so even though there was a lot of irrational exuberance from the end of 2000 sort of the third quarter of 2014 into last summer in 2015, where the market more than doubled and then crashed quite precipitously, most people – understood that they were basically speculating and that the market was not underpinned by any real fundamentals, and it was more just how quickly can you make money and get out. And unfortunately, a lot of people didn't get out in time, as usually happens.
So is that a sign of just kind of how nascent capitalism in China is, that the stock market or the stock exchange, I guess, is kind of like a game or a casino, as you said?
I think in a lot of ways it is. And one of the things you're seeing with the circuit breaker mechanism that was just introduced at the beginning of this year and then resulted in two of the first four trading days of 2016, the markets closed early, including on Thursday when it closed, I think, after 20-something minutes for the day, is that not only do you have investors who there's not a long history of investing in Chinese stock market, you have policymakers who increasingly are showing that they don't have a clue how to run a market.
You know, one thing we've been hearing for a long time now is that, yes, China's run by the Communist Party, but that the bureaucrats in charge of China's economy have a steady hand on the wheel and they know what they're doing. Have events proven otherwise?
That actually is far more worrisome than the gyrations in the Chinese stock market, because there are a lot of problems in China's economy. And some of those problems, the debt, the slowdown in the economy, issues around the valuation of China's currency, the renminbi, those are issues that could actually have real impacts on the global economy as opposed to just the stock market. And up until about a year ago, most people would argue, well, you know, they have some of the smartest technocrats in the world. And, you know, yes, they have a lot of problems, but they have very good economic management and they'll get through this. Now, though, I think starting with the way the government actively pumped up a bubble that crashed last summer, and then they had a really horrendously it would be funny if it weren't so serious, horrendously stupid response to trying to save the market. Then they actually started to reset the value of the renminbi and did it in such a terrible way that it cost them, estimates are somewhere around $200 to $300 billion to defend the value of the renminbi. So now over the last 8 or 9 months, you have to be very seriously questioning the competence of China's economic policymakers. And the question there really is, are these people just they were never that smart, but it was easy pickings for such a long time in China's economy? Or has something else happened? Either the problems are so big that no one can deal with them, or are we seeing now has, you know, I hate to use a Mao expression, but in some ways, politics are in command, not the markets.
Mm-hmm. Bill Bishop, author of the China newsletter, Cynicism. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The plunge in Chinese stocks this week may seem panicky and sudden, but as the world's Jason Margolis reports, the slowdown has been in the works for a while.
Robert Kahn wasn't surprised when China's economy started cooling off. He's a senior fellow for international economics with the Council on Foreign Relations. He says China was roaring at a breakneck pace.
And it's important to remember that China over the last several decades has grown in excess of 10% per year and has accomplished one of the most impressive economic transitions from an emerging market to a major economic power.
But economists knew China's meteoric rise wasn't sustainable.
We also knew that imbalances were building up. A lot of investment maybe was being used poorly. There was too much debt in manufacturing, in real estate and the like.
Kahn says the Chinese government needs to resolve those problems. In the meantime, Chinese investors are fleeing their stock market. But all that money has to go somewhere.
I think what's been most difficult for the Chinese has been where to put it.
That's Martin Schultz, a portfolio manager with the PNC International Equity Fund. He says smaller Chinese investors have turned to safer investments like gold and Chinese real estate.
Historically, it was within China itself. Because particularly the average investor couldn't just take his money and move out of the country.
But increasingly, larger and more affluent Chinese investors have dived into international real estate. Edward Mermelstein is a New York real estate lawyer who works with Chinese institutional investors.
So we're talking about major Chinese institutions, whether it's banks or insurance companies.
He says in the past year, the Chinese investors he works with have more than doubled their stakes in U.S. real estate.
Office buildings, hotels.
As the Chinese economy opens up, individual Chinese investors are also pumping a lot of money into the American housing market. The average price paid by a Chinese buyer for a single-family home last year, $831,000. Most of those deals were in cash. California is the preferred place to buy. Patrick Chovanec is the chief strategist at Silvercrest Asset Management. He says his Chinese clients invest in cities they know, New York, L.A., San Francisco.
It's all about familiarity. When you see Chinese tour groups, very frequently they're the first time traveling outside of China, they move in a pack. And Chinese investors also move in a pack.
Chovanec says as Chinese investors get more sophisticated, though, they'll expand the places where they purchase.
I heard maybe about a year ago that Detroit had become a hot place. And it had to do with that there were some tours being organized for Chinese investors. They go on these trips and then, you know, it's hot because it's where they are. So it's where they've been taken.
Chinese investors could be taking a lot more American real estate tours. If the Chinese stock market continues to fall, homes in cities like Detroit could increasingly look like a decent investment. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis.